Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. President Trump appeared in the White House Rose Garden Friday to claim a vaccine for the coronavirus may be available in a matter of weeks. The Food and Drug Administration has not yet been asked to grant the necessary emergency approvals. The president spoke as the number of infections surges in the U.S. He said he does not support another shutdown of the economy.
Ideally, we won't go to a lockdown. I will not go. This administration will not be going to a lockdown. Hopefully, whatever happens in the future, who knows which administration it will be. I guess time will tell. But I can tell you this administration will not go to a lockdown.
That's the closest Trump has come to acknowledging he may not be president after January 20th. He has not conceded the election to President-elect Joe Biden. Arizona Senator Martha McSally conceded the race for her seat to Democratic challenger Mark Kelly Friday. From member station KJZZ, Katie Campbell reports.
Republican Martha McSally fell behind by far more votes than were left to count. In a statement, she congratulated Kelly and offered support in his transition, which had already begun. Kelly will be sworn in on November 30th. McSally was appointed to the seat by Republican Governor Doug Ducey in 2018 after Senator John McCain died. Kelly will serve out the remainder of McCain's term until 2023. This is McSally's second unsuccessful Senate bid. She lost to Democrat Kyrsten Sinema in 2018, a defeat she accepted sooner than this time around. McSally and other Republicans did not acknowledge her loss even when a comeback was mathematically impossible. For NPR News, I'm Katie Campbell in Phoenix.
Alarmed by the growing number of daily coronavirus cases across the country, several states are imposing more restrictions to curb the spread of the virus. Oregon Governor Kate Brown has ordered a partial lockdown in her state. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Lauren Dake has more.
Governor Kate Brown has asked Oregonians for weeks to limit social gatherings and take other precautions. But the cases continue to surge dramatically.
It is out there lurking amongst us. Every day, it's infecting more and more Oregonians who think they are safely seeing their friends and their family members. It's a very dangerous situation.
The governor said she had no choice but to shutter gyms, prohibit indoor dining, and limit social gatherings to no more than six people. Daily case counts topped 1,000 for the past couple of days. The partial lockdown lasts for 2 weeks, but could last longer in some hot spots. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Dake in Portland.
Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak said Friday he's tested positive for the coronavirus. He said he found out as part of a routine test. He's the fifth governor to test positive since the outbreak began. This is NPR News. Zambia has become the first African country to default on debt payment since the start of the pandemic. The country failed to pay $42.5 million overdue interest on a $3 billion loan as a 30-day grace period ended Friday. Ishma Fundikwa reports the creditors rejected Zambia's request to defer the payment to April.
The copper-rich Southern African country failed to meet the payment in October. Zambia was already heavily indebted prior to the pandemic, and the disruption of economic activity caused by COVID-19 worsened the situation. Most of the country's loans were for infrastructural development. A statement issued by the Zambian Minister of Finance says Zambia is, quote, committed to finding a consensual and collaborative resolution to debt sustainability issues, end of quote. Defaulting on debt usually makes it difficult for a country to secure further loans. For NPR News, I am Ish Mafundikwa in Harare.
Another tropical storm formed in the Caribbean Friday. The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Iota is expected to strengthen into a hurricane as it approaches Central America. It could bring dangerous wind, heavy rain, and storm surge to Nicaragua and Honduras by Sunday night. The same region is still struggling to recover from Hurricane Eta, which struck last week. Scores of people died. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.